Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its management, sponsors, or other hosts. If you have any comments or suggestions about this program, please contact us at radio@usaebn.org. That's radio@usaebn.org.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When the sun beats down and it bakes the ground, and you watch the rich land die. Such a vicious drought, even hopes in doubt, but there are no clouds in the sky. But you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When you feel the first drop fall, when it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you hear the thunder roll, the lightning's begun, the flood will come to wash out the things that remain.
To talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
Library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency.
who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement.
This program is brought to you by NebShip Shop. NebShip Shop is your online source for survival supplies and information. Operating in Madison, Wisconsin, NebShip has been supplying only the serious of preparedness enthusiasts worldwide since 2011. We feature high-quality, American-made products from High Water Filters, Firebox, Gear to Survive, NOAA Radios, and LifeStraw. Find us online at shop.NebuchadnezzarShipWorks.com or just do a Google search, NebShip Shop. We ship immediately and proudly serve service members overseas as well as international shipping. We ship to APOs and FPOs. Nebuchadnezzar Shipworks is a proud partner of this show and USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. And remember, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
Sure, check us out online, nebshipshop.com. That's N-E-B-S-H-I-P shop.com. We're also on the Twitter and on Facebook, nebshipshop. Check it out.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Power outages and flooding can cause electrical hazards. Never touch a down power line or anything in contact with one. If a power line falls on your car, remain inside unless the car catches fire or authorities tell you to get out. Do not touch a person who's been electrocuted without making sure the person is no longer in contact with the electrical source. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole is.
Check, 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 check. Level one. One level. Level one.
It's a central tendency in government to plan for the normal. And disasters aren't normal. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to be ready for it.
And there isn't a whole lot we're going to be able to do about it. They're saying that we're 9 meals away from anarchy.
Welcome to Gear to Survive Radio here on USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. We are live, sometimes Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays. inside joke between me and Mark. We are live sometimes Wednesdays, sometimes Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio, but you can catch us all the time on our 24-hour radio feed, usaebn.org. Also, give us a like on Spreaker. That's right. If you got that Spreaker thing in your phone, Spreaker.com or the Spreaker app, Gear to Survive channel on there, or USAEBN, give us a like. You can download our shows, listen to it when you want. Pretty soon we're going to be big time. Spreaker.com, USAEBN, Gear to Survive. Almost forgot, co-host Mark from Gear to Survive, Southern International Headquarters. Are you there?
Hello? I'm here, and I'm sitting with the president of Taiwan on a conference call with Donald Trump.
Really? Who, yeah. Who called? Did they call you or you call them?
They called me for to connect them, and it was great.
Yeah? You guys getting some deals on some stuff? On some Taiwanese exports?
Yeah, we are. We cut some deals. We're doing very well.
Good. Don't worry about China. They just say they own that country. That's just a bunch of bohunk. That's just 60 years. Whatever. It's a new time. Do you know, side note, I think what they do over there when they figure out that this guy says something wrong, they're like, oh, it's just Donald Trump. He's not a real president. That's what
I know,
do over there.
Crazy.
No.
It's crazy.
I think it's funny. America got
the
what they wanted.
Chinese are mad at us right now. What are they going to do? What are the Chinese going to do? There's nothing they can do.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, that will
maybe
figure
Donald
it out.
Got China confused. He thought that was the real China.
Well, I mean,
what do you think?
I don't know.
China
I think it's
in exile.
Back...
I don't know.
Yeah, and then he wants then he wants somebody from ExxonMobil to be Secretary of State. Really? I mean,
who's he want
really?
To be Secretary of State?
One of the former CEOs of ExxonMobil.
I thought he wanted
name
Romney.
In the hat.
He's been playing around with Romney for weeks.
Oh, I think that's what he's doing. I think that he is playing around with Romney. It's gonna, let's see how much this guy can walk around and do the dog and pony show, and then we'll tell him, yeah, we're not really interested. Why don't you go back to Utah, bro? Or Massachusetts,
I think
whatever.
That's what he's been doing, too.
I love it. I think it's great. It's fun to watch.
I do, too.
What's your favorite... Side note, Mark. This is a question from the chat room. What
already
fake news
chat room
site...
question?
Yes, so yeah. What fake news site do you prefer to listen or read?
Fake news
no,
site.
Fake,
there was one I was
fake
always...
news.
What?
Which one? Fake news. Right.
There was one I was looking at all the time. It was so fake. It was always up on Facebook. What the heck was it called?
CNN.com?
No, CNN is a fake.
They are.
It kept popping up all the time. Well, I would say InfoWars, but I actually find thrills over there sometimes.
InfoWars gets crazy.
I want to say the one called... The news, what's it called?
All News Pipeline?
No, there's one called Something Now or something like that. The News Now or...
You know who else does a good job, I think, is shtfplan.com. You ever go on there?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really a news site, but they got some...
The news not reported, they're not reported news or something like that. I think it is.
Before it's news?
Before it's news, that's the one.
That's not...
Yeah, they're a little...
Before it's news is just a website that takes all the other websites and puts it on there. I don't think they really do any reporting. I think it's all just links to something else. I can't watch the fake news CNN anymore.
Yeah,
the
I don't watch
news
CNN.
I can't watch CNN anymore. There's actually a news article that came out earlier this week. I don't know if you saw it on the social media, but the CNN's all mad because people are tagging them on fake news. They're actually
That's
mad.
Funny.
Like Jake Tapper like threw a fit the other day.
That's
I think
funny.
This is hilarious.
Well,
hilarious.
They did it to themselves, really.
No kidding. They sure did. They started peddling crap about 15 years ago. And you know all of the newspapers and networks are all owned by one of six families or people. I mean, it's not like they're all consolidated, so they're getting paid from somebody, whether it's left wing, right wing, or whatever. But yeah, CNN's all mad that people are tagging them in fake news, hashtag fake news. So I've been tagging CNN. I'll probably get kicked off of Facebook forever for that.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, and then
you know what?
Then they want Facebook to censor all the fake news. It's like Zuckerberg is like, dude, we're a social network. We're not a news site. Just so you know. And they're like, you gotta take that stuff down. You gotta take that Pizzagate stuff down. That's Yeah. Okay. It's a social network. You can't censor that.
Yeah, just like the post office trying to censor me when you sent me a box. They wouldn't let me have it. They said it was media mail, but it was all media.
Well, sorry. Tried to do a guy a favor.
That's okay. They just wouldn't let me have it until I paid them $24 more. But that's okay. That's the United States Post Office, the only U.S. government agency that's completely broke and on bankruptcy if to a normal human being, but everybody gets to keep their job.
Right. Well,
they can treat you like
DMV
crap.
Is like that too.
Who is?
I don't think you get fired at the DMV, can you?
No, DMV can spit
doesn't
on people
like
and
it.
Throw things at them. The DMV and the post office.
There.
Where you get treated like crap and get to keep your job. Unreal. Don't get me started. It'll be a rant for 30
minutes. I think you're started.
You know, I despise them. You know, I remember when I went to the DMV to get my license. I went there to get my license, and they said, we need a Social Security card. I said, on the Social Security card,
from what?
It says not to be used as identification. A girl goes, do you want a license?
Wait a minute. So they specifically asked you for a Social Security card as a second form of identification?
Yes.
Or a primary. I mean, you're at the DMV. They've got your picture. I mean, what do they need?
It's just ridiculous.
I don't understand that. Is that for illegals? They're trying to screen illegals that way?
I thought she told me, do you want a license or not?
Well, you already waited an hour. You might as well. It's like, oh yeah. What else do you need? You need a drop of blood. What else? Human finger. So they're taking Social Security cards for driver's licenses now in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
In the post office, you know, the post office goes slow as they want, treat you like crap, and not give a crap, and do what they want, and no one ever gets in trouble. You can't question nothing because their excuse to get out of any type of issue with you, to avoid any type of drama with you, is to say, fill these forms out and hand you a stack of papers. And, you know, it's like you might as well, you know, it's like jumping an 8-foot hole and asking somebody to help you out. It's not worth it. You know,
I was at the post office yesterday because I got a certified letter and I wasn't home when the letter was delivered. So I get the little tag on the door. You come down and pick up your certified letter after 9:30 a.m., blah, blah, blah. So I did. And there's a huge line because it's, you know, it's holiday season. My local post office is not really downtown, but it's still busy. So I wait in line, wait in line, wait in line. Everybody's all pissed off in line. I don't know why. It's Christmas season. Well, it's because they're at the post office and waiting in line. But anyway, I get to the front. I'm like, I think I have a certified letter. Sure, we need just need to see your ID. I'm like, great. And she brings it out, and she didn't show it to me. I'm like, is it from somebody cool? She's like, yeah, the coolest. And she drops it down. IRS. I'm like, oh, the IRS sending me certified mail.
Really,
that's
what
a good
they
sign.
Want?
Oh, I didn't pay them last year.
Oh, really?
So they probably want their money. I filed taxes, but I just didn't pay them.
Oh, they're already contacting you?
From last year. From 14.
Yeah, but usually they wait a few years.
Oh, well, apparently they're sending me certified letters. They sent me a whole bunch of letters before that. I just don't open them because I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Come take my firebox, my folding firebox, camp stoves. What are you going to do? I mean, seriously, I sent media mail. Most of it was media. Except for the games. Aren't games media? I mean, come on. Let's get off the phone.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey. What kind of are you doing the 12 Days of Christmas at the Gear to Survive knife shop? Do you have a stocking stuffers that you do around there? You don't have any employees, so why would you?
Yeah,
I mean, you do have
employees. I don't have anybody. I'm by myself. I'm Lone Wolf Mark.
I know you sometimes get some trinkets around for like giveaways and stuff. Do you have anything that you would suggest for the survivalist that has it all for a stocking stuffer? Not
yeah,
a life
I got
draw.
These new little fire starters, and they're real small. You just kind of pull the little thing out, unscrew it, scrape it. It looks like a little whiskey flask. It's kind of cool.
Is it one of those tinder boxes? No, it's a
no,
fire starter.
No, it's really, really tiny. I paid like 90 cents for them. So.
Okay.
They're pretty cool.
Is that part of the Taiwan phone call? You're finalizing the deal to buy a shipping container full of those things?
Yeah, I am.
How many would be in there? Like 2 million? Oh my. So what are they? Ferro rod or like what?
That's hard to explain. It looks like a little whiskey flask, and you unscrew the top, and then you pull it out. And it looks like there's oil down there, and you scrape it against the side where a little match thing is at, and it lights. It's real small, size
it's like,
of a thumbnail.
Yeah, it's like one of those everlasting matches things. It's not really.
Yeah.
Right on. You got those for 90 cents each? You're going to sell them for $15?
Sell them
for $15.50? That's pretty good.
No,
rip them off.
$3.
Attaboy.
$3. Makes it easier. $3. I think that's a good deal. What do you think?
$3? Yeah, you did the work of, you know, buying them. So, I mean, some of that stuff's hard to find, though. It's like, you know, you think you can find that at Walmart or Target or whatever. No, you won't find that crap at Target. I mean, it's not crap. You won't find, like, real camping. Like, they'll have a camping section, but all the stuff will be, like, Coleman brand or Bear Grylls or whatever. And it's kind of the same thing at Walmart. Maybe it's a little bit different down there, but we go to the camping section in our Walmart, you know, you got your usual stuff. You don't really have any survival stuff. I mean, you got a couple of fire starters, but mostly it's like,
right,
you're ready to go camping. No, see, survival is kind of like camping, except you're not planning on it. So you got to plan for the stuff that you don't have, like fire starter, you know, way to make, you know, a way to make water kill you. Like, you know,
exactly.
Sort of,
we do make the deer antler fire starters. That takes a little
bit
of work.
Are you still doing those?
Do them all the time. And they sell well. We sell them for about $10. I get people that order them all the time. So those go good. And we're starting to make some with Kydex tops, and we sell those.
Cool.
You there?
Yeah. Did you happen to see the video of the guy that walks up on, they're out hunting, and they walk up on this elk, or I think it's an elk or a reindeer, and it's one of its antlers is stuck in this netting by this fence, so it's kind of trapped. Guy walks up to free it. He's holding a shotgun, right? So he walks up to free this elk, and the elk's kind of like trying to charge him, but, you know, like saying, "Hey, man, help me out. I'm kind of stuck here, but I know you got a gun." So there's like kind of that weird, like, nobody wants to help everybody. And then the hunter just raises his gun up and and blasts off the antler, like, halfway off. He just...
No, but like, I saw the guy get out to save his dog from the kangaroo, and he punched the kangaroo out.
Oh, geez.
Have you seen that?
Yes. That's
that
awesome.
Crazy?
Like, the kangaroo, kangaroo totally squares up on him, too. He's like, "Hey, man, let's go."
Well, what's so funny is I'm watching that thing, and I keep thinking this is fake, that kangaroo is a human.
No.
But I'm looking.
No.
He runs up. The kangaroo has the dog in the headlock.
Yes, I know. It's got the dog. He's like giving him a noogie or something.
I didn't know kangaroos would really do that to things.
Oh, there's kangaroo boxing down there. You know, I don't know if you can. I suppose you can train them, but they get big. I mean, they're a big animal. It's like they're all muscle except for their pouch or whatever. And the tail. I'm sure the tail's all muscle like a crocodile. It's like they can mess you up, man. I mean, their hands are super small. Their paws are whatever.
I mean, he punched that kangaroo. It was hilarious.
The kangaroo's like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?"
It was. I was like, and then the kangaroo just leaves, and the other dog starts chasing it.
Yeah, dog gets all tough after the owner comes up and throws a haymaker at the kangaroo.
It was That's funny as hell. I about died watching it. Just punches it out.
That never happens in America.
America.
You can't walk up
America.
A wild... America. You can't walk up on a wild boar and do that. You get killed.
Well, yeah, sure. Do that to a wild boar. See what they'll have. See if you live.
Right. One thing, we did a show on Monday. The show that we do with Zeta Talk. We're going to talk about mythical creatures and stuff like that. And, you know, packs of dogs, and, you know, after the grid goes down or the collapse or what have you, you know, you're going to have dog packs and wolf packs and stuff, you know, how to protect yourself around that. Did you know that the, this is a little known fact. I mean, people that raise pigs probably know this, but the genetics of, domesticated pigs, they will eventually, if they continue to breed amongst themselves, they will eventually develop tusks and wiry hair and big, they'll get big like boars. They'll just, that's in their nature. So it's been over the centuries, it's been genetically weeded out of them, that wild part, or the feral pig, I guess it's called. And so if you have, like, pig farmers will notice their boars getting really aggressive, and they'll have to wean the herd out and start doing different breeding programs. But if that's what happens when the pigs go out in the wild, they genetically just revert back to wild boar because that's how their genes work out. And same with, I think, Alaskan Malamutes and German Shepherds are both closer to the wolf family too, so they will eventually breed back to being wild, out in the wild, being wolves. So, you know, if you have pigs on the farm and one gets loose or two of them get loose, they could create a problem later on. I'm just saying. So you might as well eat them while they're there. Eat them while they're hungry, or eat them while they're there. I don't know.
Just never heard of anything like that.
That's crazy. You've never bred pigs then. I haven't bred pigs either.
Crazy.
On our farm, we bought them when they were small, fed them a bunch of scraps, and then in the fall, we would take them to the meat locker and have them chopped up. And then we would eat them over the winter.
Hey, I was just talking to somebody.
Weird.
Those cousins of mine, and they were from Wisconsin. I was telling them about usually send me spam every year for Christmas.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was talking about the different flavors that you would send.
Yeah, what'd they say?
So, no, they were just laughing. She was from up that way. She was from, I think she said Madison or something.
Oh, okay.
I forget where she was from.
Well, yeah, spam. Most of the stuff up here is mostly sausages, my friend. A lot of Germans up here, so we got sausages everywhere. Brats, sausages. I sent you some summer sausage, I think, as well. I don't think I sent you. I sent you spam in the past, but the last time I sent you, I think, was using your summer
individual packs. Hey, what do you think of the Green Bay Packers getting a new coach?
Oh, I don't know. I live in Wisconsin, but to tell you the truth, I really don't follow the Packers because I'm a Vikings fan. So my season's like over already. So.
No,
they got a new coach. You're high. Got a new coach, huh? Awesome. Who is it?
I don't know. They will at the end of the year, though.
Oh, so it's not news. You're just playing me. So you're just playing the fake news CNN crap on me. Do you know that CNN is fake news? I'm going to tell all my friends that. CNN, fake news. So they get even more pissed at me.
CNN. What was somebody said? There was a
fake
what they
news.
Call it? Some. Yeah, but there was a term for the CNN, the Clinton News Network.
Yeah.
Clinton News Network.
Oh, my God. What happened with the election? How do we get this so wrong? Because you're actually rooting for one of the
really
people. You're not supposed to.
Do you think they were worried going in, or you think that they thought they really had it? They were that arrogant. They thought that the people were going to come out and vote Democrat.
Well, I don't know. I think what they had planned, you're talking about the Democrats here. I think what the Democrats had planned was the same thing they did in California against Bernie, which was to load up, you know, hack the ballot, you know, hack the machines and steal it. And they weren't able to hack them this time because
somebody
found out about it. And so then when they, you know, the recount came in, I know we're not supposed to talk about politics, but this is kind of news. And I'm from Wisconsin, or I'm not from Wisconsin, but I live in Wisconsin. So the Wisconsin recount came in for Hillary, you know, that was a big deal, whatever. Jill Stein paid for it. So Hillary actually lost votes.
I know.
Or I think she gained like 6 votes or something in Wisconsin. It's like, you know what? That was a complete waste of time and money. Good job. So yeah, I think that my personal opinion and kind of the research I've done is that the Dems stole the election or stole the primaries in the West. And they were going to do that same thing again, and it didn't work out like they thought it would. So they didn't really campaign in, you know, Wisconsin or Minnesota that much. So they lost. It's like, you know, get over it. How about this?
I heard put up a better candidate. Trump got more votes now.
Good.
One of them canceled out tonight. Michigan or somebody said it's over. They're done. They're not counting no more. Isn't that funny?
You know, nothing's official till January 20th, my friend. Till the hand's on the Bible and the whole thing's all, you know, you do the oath of office. Nothing is official then. I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen, but nothing is official. One of the Republicans today
pulled out for votes for Donald Trump. One of the, So I don't know what the heck that has.
So now we got to get, or he has to get 79 other people from other states to do the same thing. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think
but if the aliens come, everything will be over.
Or what is Romney? heard Jill Steinbaum yesterday.
I've seen you touching yourself at night.
What?
Who would vote for Jill Stein, really?
Right.
Who would
be crazy enough to vote for Jill Stein in a swing state like Wisconsin? Who would do such a thing?
Yeah. And what was that guy McMullen or something trying to do in Utah or some crap or Idaho?
Yeah. He was on the ballot for like 10 states. Not all of them, no.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was on the ballot. But, you know, he didn't do well.
Yeah,
he didn't even win Utah, bro. I mean, come on. Can't win your home state.
Wow.
Get out of here.
I sure wrote my stuff myself in.
You should have. You probably would have won. Be reporting to you.
Nice.
Everybody would be showing up at the Gear to Survive Southern headquarters. Like, you'd have somebody at the door opening the door for him. Who's at the Gear to Survive shop now? Is that Mad Dog Mattis? Oh. Oh, here comes Romney coming in for another knife sharpening, quote unquote.
It's funny that Romney is just all over Trump and nothing's happening.
Oh man, you just see how deep these people's soul is. It's like, oh yeah, I heard what you said before. Now you're looking for a job, and now it's all better. I get it. Okay.
That's
yeah, I don't need a job that bad,
it.
Dude. Oh, that's what's
that's
sad about
funny
it.
About it is he was so bashing Trump, and now he's over there, like, in Trump Tower, like, going out and having steak with him and hanging out.
Yeah. Does he need a job that
you
bad?
Know,
I thought he was wealthy. Maybe he needs a job.
Yeah, I thought he was Staples. He owns Staples. But,
ooh.
I don't know.
Romney? Get out of here. Well, that's all the time. We're going to have to wrap this one up. We got another show that people want to use the studio, right?
Hey, we're going to be on two networks. I heard another network picked us up to replay our podcast.
That's right. The Gear to Survive is going to be syndicated on one other network. It's called. It used to be called the New Colony Network. What's it going to be called now, dude?
New Colony Network.
New Colony Network is going to feature Gear to Survive Radio. It's going to be a lot like the show is on USA EBN, like a lot like.
Yeah.
Syndication's good. We're not going to do the show twice. That's silly. We're busy people. I've got to, you know.
We're
going to go to
our new colony.
I got to go to New York City. I got to go to Washington. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Mark a MP3 of the show, and he's going to put it on the network, and it's going to run over there. And you can find out on social media where to find that. Just look up Gear, the number 2, Survive on any of the social media, preferably Facebook because, you know, we're not in jail right now. And that's New Colony Network. Gear to Survive is going to be syndicated over there. And I'm sure there'll be other cool shows that you want to. Do you want to promo any other shows that you have on that network?
Nope. Since right now that'd be the first one going.
Nope.
Once we can get that podcast. Once you give me the podcast and I get it uploaded, I'll get it going.
Once we get that Trump money.
So send all me
right,
that
well, that's
MP4
all the time.
Or whatever it is, I'll get it on there.
MP4 is video and audio. MP3 is just audio. Well,
yeah, get it on and I'll.
Yeah, how many shows are you on? You want a couple weeks worth or what?
Yeah, I'll get them on there.
All right, Doug. We get you set up. You heard it here first, folks. Gear to Survive also not moving from USA EBN, but in addition to USA EBN, will be on New Colony Networks. Look for that in the next couple of weeks. Look on the social media. That's where you find it. Gear to Survive. You can check out NebShipShop.com, too, for all your sustainable survival needs.
Yep. That's all the time we got.
That's all the time we got. We're going to go and crunch some numbers and make sure that everybody's cool in Michigan. That's Gear to Survive Radio for this week. If you want to find us on the web, G2SKnives.com, Gear, the number 2, Survive on the Twitter, on the Google, and on the Facebook. NebShipShop.com, NebShipShop on Face and Twitter. And you can find Gear to Survive on New Colony Radio coming up and New Colony Network, sorry, USA EBN on the Spreaker and USAEBN.org. Stay safe, America. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
Zombies.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.